Today we celebrate the feast of Holy Father Dominic, Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans, the order of preachers. We call him Holy Father Dominic. We call, as Franciscans, we call our founder of our order, Holy Father Saint Francis. We call Holy Father Dominic too because he founded his order about the same time as the Franciscans, and he had similar kind of vocation. He was devoted to poverty and to preaching and living a holy life, of course, and spreading the faith and living a mendicant order as well, preaching and traveling and still living a semi-monastic kind of life. So his orders, the Dominicans, are similar, very similar to the Franciscan order, and they focus more on teaching and preaching, we more on the contemplative life, and from there, preaching from our contemplation. And he, Holy Father Dominic, wanted to originally unite with St. Francis into one order, but St. Francis saw God's will that they be two different orders. But Holy Father Dominic, they say he had a vision once when he was in Rome. About the time of the foundation of his community, he saw a vision of the state of the church and how so many people were living away from God, and that divine anger was about to strike, and Our Lady had come to intercede and said that she pointed out two men in the church that she wanted to use to restore the love of God in the hearts of men. She pointed out Saint Dominic and another ragged looking man who Saint Dominic didn't know at the time. And the next day Saint Dominic saw Saint Francis come into the church that he was at and went up to him and embraced him and said, "You and I should work together to restore the love of God in the church." And so they were friends from then on. But Saint Dominic founded his order of preachers to primarily combat the heresy of the Albigensians, who were strong in southern France, and they were promoting a kind of a Manichaean type of heresy where anything material in the created world was evil, marriage was evil, and material things were evil, and even food was not good, and the body should not be paid much attention to, that kind of heresy, similar to the Manichees. And so he saw his vocation as to counteract that heresy, and from there he had his followers study scripture and study how to preach well, and so hence the name of his order of preachers. And we have the Dominicans down to this day truly living out the gospel teaching that we are to be the salt of the earth, we are to be a light to the world and not to be put under a bushel basket. We are to preach, and Saint Dominic wanted literal preaching, but he especially wanted preaching in example of holy priests of their day, because the priesthood in that day was falling into ruin, and the priests were not well educated and were not good examples in many cases. So we are to preach the word in season and out of season, as Saint Paul says, to preach over and over the gospel message, so that the true doctrine can be spread, so that people can hear the truth. And we hear plenty of error in the news and television, and we need to saturate the airwaves, we need to saturate the world with the message of the gospel through our good example and through our words. We need to preach, we need to spread the message, and it needs to be heard loud and clear, and it needs to be a light to the world. It needs to be seen. And so sanctity needs to be spread, it needs to be seen, and it needs to be a visible thing. So we need to go out into the world. We need to preach the truth, and we need to know the truth and study the teachings of the church, especially not novelties, not new kinds of ideas and opinions, but the teachings of the church, the saints. And this needs to be spread. It needs to be the truth, the core, the hard truth, and the full truth needs to be spread in the church. And this takes courage, takes heroism, it takes, but especially it takes holiness in our own life. And we need to be preachers of a good example. And so we too need to turn to Our Lady and have Our Lady point to us as heralds of the gospel and heralds of the truth. And so let us be faithful to that, and to preach in our own way, in our families, and in our workplace, and in from the pulpit.